Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's just look at one verse of Scripture. And that one verse of Scripture is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, where the Apostle Paul was writing to the church there at Thessalonica and to the believers that made up that church, and he says this, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. And we see there that the Apostle Paul was writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but on behalf of his missionary friends, his ministers that worked along with him, including Silvanus or Silas and Timotheus or Timothy. And as Paul was writing to the Thessalonians, he was very thankful. In fact, when you read through 1 and 2 Thessalonians, you will find that Paul was very thankful for the believers there simply because of the fact that they were living in obedience to God and His Word. But in this passage, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, Paul, along with Silas and Timothy, were very thankful for the fact that the believers there at Thessalonica received the Word of God, not as the Word of man, but as it was and is in truth the Word of God. And that's very important for you and for me today. When we pick up the Bible to read it, we need to keep in mind that it's not the words of Paul or Peter or Moses or John or Luke or Isaiah, but it is the Word of God. The Holy Spirit, through inspiration, led 40 human authors to record in the Bible, as it were, that which God would have us to know. And as we take heed to the Word of God, it will bring blessing to our heart. There is no doubt about that. But the tremendous thing about 1 Thessalonians 2:13 is not only that Paul was thankful for the Thessalonians, but he said there in the last part of that verse that God's Word worked effectually in their lives because they believed it. The question is, how does God's Word work effectually in our lives? You know, you'll talk to people from time to time who will say that they read the Bible and it does nothing for them. Well, and then you'll talk to somebody else and they'll say, "Boy, I love to read the Bible because it does something for me every day." So how can we read the Word of God and see its effectual working in our lives? Well, number one, we need to recognize that God's Word is truth. It's the truth that God wants us to know. Secondly, we need to read God's Word for understanding. When we read down through the Bible, let's make certain that we understand what each verse says before we go to the second one. Thirdly, we need to receive God's Word with openness. In other words, be very open to what the Word of God teaches us so that we might obey it. And then number four, we need to rely on God's Word for direction. And I believe that if we recognize God's Word as truth, and read God's Word for understanding, and receive God's Word with openness, and rely on God's Word for direction, that we will see it working effectually in our lives every day. May that be the case with you, and may that be the case with me, and we will be that person that God would have us to be for His glory. Father, I thank You for this verse of Scripture, and for the way that Your Word worked effectually in the lives of the Thessalonians. And it's my prayer that Your Word will work in our lives as well, and we know that it will as we yield to it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.